Even before last Tuesday, there were some churches across the U.S. that had offered undocumented immigrants a sanctuary from deportation. Last week's stunning election results have prompted others to take action now. One example, All Souls Church Unitarian in Washington, D.C. Yesterday, the pastor there, Reverend Robert Hardees, led his congregation in making a promise to provide sanctuary to those who feel vulnerable and oppressed by the incoming administration. I asked Reverend Hardees why he did that.
Yesterday on Sunday, 1,600 people showed up in church for our services, which is double our normal attendance. And what I'm hearing from folks is that they're grieving, they're fearful, and they're feeling vulnerable. I have Muslim members of my congregation who feel singled out by the president-elect for suspicion, immigrant members of the congregation who fear their deportation. On Wednesday afternoon, for instance, a couple in my congregation who I'm supposed to marry in May approached me and said, "Look at Rob, one of us is an immigrant and we feel like we have to get married before the inauguration. Will you marry us before Inauguration Day?" And I said, "Certainly I will."
And that couple wanted to get married sooner because why?
Yeah, they feared that one of them might be deported.
So let's talk about the immigrants, though, for a moment. I say someone fears deportation. What would they do now that your church is a sanctuary church? They would come to your church and then what? How would it actually work?
We don't yet know how what's going to play out in the Trump administration or how this will work. We can look back, though, to the sanctuary movement in the 1980s when churches like All Souls and other congregations in the country served as a kind of latter-day underground railroad for immigrants who were fleeing war and violence in Central America. In some cases, churches actually put folks up in the church basement, right, and provide physical harbor. In other cases, they worked with other social service agencies to provide food and clothing and services. So we don't know exactly what's going to happen in the Trump administration. We don't know exactly what it means, it will mean to be a sanctuary church in the Trump administration. But we're declaring our intent today that, you know, we want to be a sanctuary for those whose security or personhood is unjustly threatened in this new administration.
Donald Trump, as you know, has lashed out at sanctuary cities, places like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Seattle, Philadelphia, right here, Cambridge, Massachusetts, all sanctuary cities. And P.S., since the election, they've all restated their commitment to remaining so. But do you That's know right. if Washington is able to make rules on either sanctuary cities or churches?
It's my understanding that Washington is also a sanctuary city. And we certainly support our mayor in continuing that commitment. But I'll say, Marco, that this idea of, you know, sanctuary cities goes way back to biblical times when the Israelite people had escaped slavery in Egypt and were headed into the promised land. God said, "Wait, before you get into the promised land, I want you to make me a promise. I want you to say that you'll set aside cities as sanctuary cities, as cities of refuge for the alien resident among you, for the orphaned and the widows." So we're talking about a tradition that goes back to biblical times, and that's really where the origins of the sanctuary city and the sanctuary church come from.
I'm just curious, Reverend, in your quest for this kind of unity, I mean, people obviously in your congregation are fearful and are grieving, but I mean, how do you kind of recognize the fact that there's also a chunk of this country that is not fearful and is not grieving?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you have to acknowledge that. Those people tend not to be the folks in my congregation right now. But I think there is a recognition that there are folks who are excited. And I think there is also a recognition that there is common cause among some of the desires and hopes of Trump supporters and some of the desires and hopes of folks who supported Hillary Clinton. And so I think that there are opportunities to come together around those kinds of issues.
Reverend Robert Hardees of the All Souls Church Unitarian in Washington, D.C., thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco.